Thank you for tuning in to Stories in Your Hands with Cynthia Clark, the podcast about creating the life you want, regardless of your story. This podcast is sponsored by loveinyourhands.com, the place to go to find long-lasting love using the most innovative and accurate algorithm based in scientific palmistry. Tired of superficial connections? Start your free Soulmate Connection membership today at loveinyourhands.com. Now here's your host, Cynthia Clark, palm reading consultant and compatibility expert. Hello there, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Cynthia Clark, and I am excited to talk to you today about a new platform that I am creating. So this is going to be the last episode of this show. And if you've been listening, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for listening and tuning in. You have no idea how important that is to me and how much I appreciate it. So thank you so much for your support and for hopefully gathering some good information. It's been an interesting year, to say the least. There have been so many changes going on so many levels. And I have been called by spirit to open up my energy field and expand my energy field into the realm of ascension. And for those of you who don't know what ascension is, it has to do with the evolution of your soul. And I have been someone who has studied this for a very long time. So I've been gathering up information and I've been using it with clients professionally for over 12 years. And I am going to be using more of the tools that I've been gathering besides just palmistry. Although of course, palmistry is an ascension tool that is one of, in my opinion, one of the most useful tools out there to assist people. But there are other things too that I want to dive into that I have studied and learned over the years. And I have also been learning more about myself and what it means to be a leader in the pathway of ascension. And I hope to inspire other people to embrace that pathway as well and to just make it easier for people because let's face it, it's been a really rough year for a lot of people. It's been really challenging. It's been full of a lot of fear, uncertainty, lies. I mean, all those low energy vibrations have been out there. And I, for one, want to make a stand for what I believe in. And what I believe in is that we are, as a planet, moving into a new vibrational density and dimension. And I believe the timeline is 2029. And I have many reasons for believing that. But for you to hear about it and learn about it, I invite you to come over to my new show. So I am not going to be just silencing myself, but I am going to continue to speak up and speak out for love and light. And I want you to join me. So my new show is called Ascension 17, and my new website is called ascension17.com. So it is for anyone who feels like they want to understand what ascension is and they want to empower themselves to become their infinite light. That is what it is all about. And I am happy to be a guide in that pathway to assist you. So We're going to do a ton of fun stuff, by the way. So my palmistry is not going away because, of course, that's one of the ascension tools. I will be talking about other really cool ascension tools, including astrology, feng shui, Chinese astrology, crystals, manifestation. We're going to talk about grids, creating grids. We're going to talk about love, states of love, accessing higher states of love, personal empowerment, life purpose, how to understand your life purpose and your lessons. All of these things are topics we're going to talk about. And meditation, you know, I'm a huge proponent of meditation and tuning inward, you know, tapping into your intuition, how to balance your energy field. We're going to explore topics on quantum physics and how the universe actually works. What is, you know, what does it mean to be in a holographic universe? What does it mean to be in a holistic universe? And how does that look for us? What are words of power? How do we use words of power? How do we access words of power? What are invocations? How do we work with invocations? How do they help us? How can we use crystals to assist us in meditation and using them in grids? What can we learn from our hands? How can we turn quantum palmistry into a dynamic energy within ourselves so that we can actually change and see changes in our very own hands? And I'm not just talking from, you know, an ethereal kind of place, although a lot of times people think that's where I'm at. But I've actually seen and I've used tangible things that I have learned over the years. And I have personally witnessed many, many miracles. And I want to talk about some of those miracles on my new platform. So I'm really excited about it. And it doesn't mean that I'm abandoning love in your hands. You know, love in your hands is still going to be around. The platform is already built, so I don't see any point in eliminating that. And I'm still available for assistance in love and relationships. I'm still available for palmistry readings and training. But I am shifting just my overall presentation of how I'm going to be showing up. And for me, I'm really getting myself out there in the realm of discomfort. Okay, so, and that's how you grow, right? That's how you grow. So sometimes you have to put yourself out there in a new way and you have to be a little bit uncomfortable, and it's okay. So I have been called to do this. I absolutely know that this is the pathway that I'm supposed to be on. I have a very strong sense of self and my own personal mission of helping the planet with ascension. I'm here to help individuals with their ascension. And I am committed to it. So, you know, I could just sit around and you know, eat potato chips and watch Netflix. But that is not what I'm doing. In fact, I've never subscribed to Netflix, and I actually lived without TV for 5 years, which wasn't a bad thing. I think it actually helped me to tune inward and really follow my own heart. And then diet, you know, I've changed my diet this year. I've changed my exercise regime. I am committed on every level to making myself the healthiest, happiest person possible and to live by example. And I want to show that by example. So I'm not embracing fear. I am not going to condone fear in any way. It's all about love, Love is the opposite of fear, so it's time to embrace it. It's time for you to embrace it. It's time for the planet to embrace it. And if you're wanting to, you know, be serious as well, take it seriously and really step it up, then please join me over at Ascension 17, because I'm not messing around anymore. And I hope to have fun with it. But yeah, this is a serious topic, and we are here for business. We are here for a purpose, and it's time for us to embrace that, embrace our purpose, embrace our path, embrace our power, and to live it. So thank you so much for all that you have already done. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being an infinite being of light, which you are. And I look forward to connecting with you on the new platform. So Ascension17.com. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful day, everyone. Thank you for listening to Stories in Your Hands. Please rate, review, and subscribe to show your support. This podcast is sponsored by loveinyourhands.com, the place to find the secret ingredients to your soulmate. Start your free Soulmate Connection membership today using the most innovative and accurate algorithm to match you to potential long-lasting love, all at loveinyourhands.com.